We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We are joined by Fox Sports and FS1 reporter. He's on the call for tonight's game, Bruce Feldman. Bruce, thanks for taking a couple minutes, man.
My pleasure. Good to talk football with you guys.
Well, Bruce, I guess the question I'll lead you with is then, you know, I see what they do total defense. I see what they do total offense. Is this the most balanced team in college football?
Wow, for the first half of the season, it definitely looks like that. Obviously, Justin has played terrific, bringing back some of the run game with what he can do to obviously complement the offensive line. Been very impressive, and I think probably a pleasant surprise is maybe way to put it, but I think they've been very good. And then on the other side of the ball with Jeff Hafley and that group has done has been pretty remarkable. I mean, they're not giving up big plays. They're obviously getting a lot of pressure. And I just think right now they're the most complete team we've seen, at least for the first half of the season. And the question now is, can they just keep building on it?
Bruce, it's funny. You know, you look at that defense, and I think you're right, 100%. I mean, you look at Madison and Hafley and what these guys have been able to do. And obviously Larry Johnson is still there, and he's one of the great defensive line coaches in college football. What is the difference? I can't put my finger on it. I mean, you know, you're almost younger, but you get rid of Greg Schiano, and the team just, it, some reason, maybe it's a different voice. I don't know what it is. I mean, you're covering the game this week. You've probably talked to the coaches, or you will be today, or yesterday, excuse me. It's a Friday game. What do you think?
Yeah, I think it's really what they've done is they've simplified a lot of things. Mm-hmm. And I think they've really, you know, when we talked to Hafley last night in our meetings, one of the things that he really stressed is that they have become very, very smart with saying, hey, here's what we can do with, you know, we're not going to go crazy on the scheme. We're going to go really hammer home fundamentals. We're going to become a really, really good tackling team. He wants all the cleats in the ground before the snaps. That means there's not a lot of guys running around, and sometimes you're trying to fool the offense, and in reality you might be fooling the defense. And so I think we've seen that where they're not giving up the big plays. And look, I think, you know, one of the things Jeff told us yesterday was he knows that they have a lot of talent. It's not just Chase Young. Obviously he's the headliner, but there's a lot of guys, obviously a lot of really good players in the secondary. And I think you're seeing kids who have bought in. They're playing fast. And one of the things he told me, I did a story on him and this Ohio State defense a couple of weeks ago in The Athletic. One of the things he talked about was just the culture in that defensive room right now is guys are seeing how hard everybody's running the ball and how physical they're being. And if you're not matching it, you just don't kind of fit in. So I think it's kind of that expression, rising tide has raised all boats. And I think that's what's happened in Columbus with this defense. It's been really impressive to see.
Yeah, I mean, 8.5 sacks for Chase Young, leading the nation with 28 sacks total. They've been as good as you can find, even with an injured defensive line. But going to the offensive side of the ball, Bruce, what's been the best surprise about the Buckeyes this season? Is that Fields? Is that Day? Is that J.K. Dobbins? Who stood out the most to you?
I mean, J.K. keeps on taking it to another level. I mean, you almost forget. Yeah, it ran for 1,400 yards as a freshman there. So, but I think he is more physical running behind his pad. That's one of the things that Ryan talked to us a lot about yesterday. I actually feel like the most pleasant surprise has been the interior line. And you got the center and guards, and there's some new faces in there. And they've really stepped up and been very physical. I'm not surprised. Like, J.K. Dobbins has run all over people. Justin Fields, for anybody who followed him through the all that Elite 11 world, they know how supremely talented he is. And Ryan Day is really good with quarterbacks. I mean, no matter who he's had, they've been really good. I think the part that has been just kind of like, wow, they're even better than I expected is the group up front. And they've had some injuries there on the outside, but just inside, I think they've been really physical. And that's been something that catches your eye when you watch them.
We're talking with Bruce Feldman from Fox Sports, of course, is on the call tonight. The game has moved to BTN, but it's still 8:30 kickoff, and you guys, of course, are the crew. The first quarter of that Michigan State game, I kind of talked about this when we were bringing you in, Bruce. In Michigan State, their defense did a pretty good job. I mean, they held Ohio State to 3 points in the first quarter. That just doesn't happen against this offense. What is the key to slowing down Fields and the offense? And was there something there that maybe teams like Wisconsin in the future here can take off the film and use against the Buckeyes?
Yeah, I mean, first, you got to give Michigan State some credit, too, because they have really good players, and they're really good on defense. So it's no shame not to light them up for four quarters. But I think one of the things that people are very mindful of, and I know Pat Fitzgerald and his coaches are very weary of this, as good a runner as Justin is, and he's a big dude, I mean, he's, what, 230 pounds, I think that there's not a lot of design quarterback runs. It's the stuff where he kind of sneaks out of the side door and runs free, and those are the back-breaking plays. And I think that's the stuff people are concerned of. I think they're really concerned with trying to slow down J.K. Dobbins. It's not to say that they're not afraid of the pass game, but I think there's a big element of pick your poison with this team because they're so complete. And when you have a trigger man who runs every bit, if not better, than JT Barrett, except he's like 25 pounds. You know, he's a bigger dude, and he throws it with as big an arm as Dwayne Haskins, and he's got really receivers, which can stress the field. I mean, this is good luck for somebody to hang in there with them. And this is a good Northwestern defense with a lot of experience and some playmakers in the front seven. But I think it's a four-quarter battle. You may bottle them up for a couple of quarters if it's going well. I just don't know how you bottle them up for four quarters, and you got to find a way to get some turnovers. That's critical, especially when it's such a limited offense is what the Wildcats are going to have.
Yeah, I like that you've kind of highlighted J.K. Dobbins because, you know, a lot of people talk about Jonathan Taylor nationally, and you go inside the numbers a little bit, and Dobbins has more yards on less carries while averaging more yards per carry. The only thing he really trails in is touchdowns, and that's where Jonathan Taylor has the extreme advantage. But if you were to try to rank them right now as far as running backs, not big picture Heisman, because we'll talk about Dobbins as that develops, and I'm sure we'll talk about Jonathan Taylor that way too, but if you're just talking running backs in college football, where does J.K. Dobbins rank for you?
You know, I definitely think he's running like a top five running back right now. I do think that this whole conversation starts with Jonathan Taylor, who he really carries that program, not just the offense. I mean, they've been good on defense, but I think he has developed more earlier in his career. He had some ball security issues. He's become a better receiver. I mean, he's such a physical back, but he also has sprinter speed. And I think it's a quarterback's year to win the Heisman, as it usually is, because it's such a prolific number of passing games with really good receivers. And, you know, we talked a little bit in our meeting with Ryan yesterday about Joe Burrow and how that's worked out for him at LSU. And he's definitely a Heisman front runner right now. But when it comes to the running backs, I think sometimes people overlook J.K. a little bit. And I think right now one of the things that's challenging is they haven't really had a marquee game yet. I mean, Michigan State is a good opponent, but when you get in these games where it's two top 10 teams or a top 15 team, that's when you get a lot of eyeballs and crossover, where it's not just, you know, diehard Ohio State fans who are the only ones tuning in. And obviously it's the big audience, but just, you have more people reaching out. And I think sometimes what happens just on the national side of things is when you see the highlight, people are going to point out, oh, well, you know, the quarterback had five total touchdowns. And sometimes, whereas when it comes to Jonathan Taylor, pretty much all we're hearing about in terms of who's producing, and if part of it is because he is scoring touchdowns, is you keep hearing Jonathan Taylor, whereas sometimes, you know, J.K. can put up big numbers, but you may hear Justin Fields' numbers, or maybe it's something with one of the receivers had three touchdowns or something like that. So I think sometimes that kind of mutes a little bit of the production.
Bruce Feldman's with us from Fox Sports. Bruce, all right, so when I played at Northwestern, Ryan Field, great, great venue. Love playing there at night. And obviously Purdue's the same situation. They cut the grass long. They try to slow down the fast teams in the Big Ten. And you saw the tweet, I'm sure, Northwestern puts out. They're saying the grass is 9 inches. I think it's so funny that these teams actually think that they can keep the grass a little longer and get into the minds of the teams they're playing. What do you think about all that?
I mean, like, Northwestern has fun with that kind of stuff. I mean, look, it's if you're slow, it's probably only going to make you a little slower, too. So I think it's a fun storyline for us. I remember Notre Dame would kind of joke, you know, kind of play that up a little when they were playing USC back when USC was really rolling. I'm not sure how much of a difference it actually makes, yeah. But it's a fun subplot. It's just kind of, yes.
It is fun. Bruce is with us, Bruce Feldman from Fox Sports. All right, so let's talk about the game a little bit here tonight. There is a game to be played. Ohio State's 4-touchdown favorites. They should win the game, you know, but Northwestern, funny things happen at Ryan Field at night in these spots. Ohio State's got Wisconsin coming up next week. Could be a trap game, as people talk about. Northwestern's got a really good defense, and they kept them in the game against Wisconsin. What would it take for Northwestern to get a W tonight, and how would they do it? I mean, you got to keep it close, obviously, going to the fourth quarter.
Yeah, I think they would need some maybe a pick six or some fumbles that they run back. I don't see Northwestern being able to score 3 offensive touchdowns against this Ohio State team. I just don't think they have enough firepower. I think Ohio State's playing too well. So I think they would need Ohio State to help them out a lot with a lot of mistakes. But like you said, Northwestern has very good defense. It's just, man, we had Northwestern earlier in the season in the opener against Stanford, and Stanford had a healthy KJ Costello, and they were a little healthier than they are now, but I don't think Stanford's especially good, and Northwestern lost to them. That's not to say that was North, you know, Northwestern has players on defense, but I don't know. Just the idea that they could keep it interesting and then all of a sudden, you know, sneak in a couple of big plays here or there. I mean, it's some long odds against them right now just because of, I think, how balanced and how complete Ohio State's playing.
So what happened? What went right for them when they played Wisconsin? Because they hung that game tight and that first half looked like we might see a ball game, and then obviously it got away from them. But the first half was at least competitive.
Yeah, and I think a lot of that is their defense sets the tone. I mean, quite honestly, I feel like Ohio State is a more complete team and more dangerous, whereas if you can bottle up Jonathan Taylor or slow him down a little bit, and you can hang that game, it's a much different animal when you have the explosiveness that Ohio State has. It's not to say that they can't do that on defense, but they're going to need some help. I think it's one thing to stay in the game. It's another thing to be able to win it. I mean, it wouldn't shock me if this was a 2-touchdown game and Northwestern was in the game at the start of the third quarter. But I just think to go in at 4 quarters, they're going to need a lot of help from Ohio State, that they're going to have to press them into a bunch of mistakes.
Bruce Feldman, great stuff. We appreciate the time, and we'll catch up with you down the road.
Thanks, guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.